All right, gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure and honor to introduce Rabbi Feigenbaum to our call. Rabbi Feigenbaum has been a beloved speaker from of the past and has made himself available not only to receive calls from guys, and I appreciate him very much doing that, but he's also my rabbi. I have to say a great deal of my own personal ability to handle the stuff of life that gets thrown to me and see it in a Torah perspective is because of my relationship with Rabbi Feigenbaum. So I'm going on the record for that. Also, Rabbi Feigenbaum has spoken on behalf of Guard Your Eyes in front of Rabbanim at Agudas Yisrael, helping and carrying forth the message that so we can feel comfortable approaching our own Rabbanim. You should have the relationship with your rabbi that I have with my rabbi. It's possible. Rabbi Feigenbaum offered to speak today on a topic for Shavuos. I will invite him to speak. Just reminding everybody to, if you have background noise, please mute your line. We are recording this call so we can share this. So when it comes time for the question and answer period, just check in anonymously or don't even use your name with questions for Rabbi Feigenbaum. Without further ado, please, Rabbi Feigenbaum.
Good morning. I would ask everyone if you could hear me, but since everyone muted themselves, I won't know how you answer. I don't even know if you're laughing right now. Good morning. I just want to thank David Chaim and to say that to have David Chaim call me his rabbi, his rabbi is a badge of honor that I wear with great pride and with great joy. Yeah. I want to relate to everyone a story that happened yesterday. It was a Sunday here in Dallas, and most of my children were out. My wife had taken my daughters out. Some of the other children were at friends' houses, and I was home with my four, Mirza Shem, soon to be 5-year-old son, and a friend of his. And I was sitting right where I am in my dining room, and I was preparing for this talk and for Shavuos, and it was a very sunny day, and the lights were off, and my son and his friends were playing, and then all of a sudden, I hear a shriek, and he's screaming, and they're both screaming. So usually two little boys are playing, one starts screaming, so one of them hit the other one. It's not a big deal, but they're screaming. I jumped up, I ran to them. They're standing near the door, and they're both crying hysterically, and I try to ask them what's the matter. What's going on? Why? What happened? Then I realized that they were scared. So I asked them, I said, are you scared? Did something happen? Did you see something? I said, did you think that I wasn't here? And then my son started to nod. I was sitting in the room. The lights weren't on. I was quiet. He couldn't find me. So he and his friend thought that they were alone, and they were petrified. They were absolutely petrified. So I picked them. I tried to calm them down, and I picked both of them up, and I walked them into the room where I was, and I told them that, you know, you're not alone, that I was here the whole time. So I just want to start by saying to this very, very chash of chevra that you should all know that you're not alone, that never in life are we alone, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here. He's always with us, and there are many of us who would like to consider ourselves part of the army of Hashem. That we're with you also. That we're with you also, and that we're here, and that you should never feel alone. Very often in the struggle that you're going through, one of the most devastating feelings is that you're the only one that has this struggle. And you're the only one that's dealing with this, and therefore there's no one to turn to, and it's impossible to overcome it. And I want to tell you that you're not alone, and it is possible to overcome it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you, and just step by step. That was just my introduction. We're getting ready for the Yontif of Shavuos. The Sefer Chaim asks it's really a phenomenal question that I think we think about, but maybe not enough. And that is, what happened on Shavuos? So if you ask most people, what happened on Shavuos is that it's Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. We got the Torah. So Reb Chaim Friedlander says, it's not true. It's not true. The vast majority of the Torah, we didn't get on Shavuos. As a matter of fact, a very small amount. Very small amount did we get on Shavuos. Now, in Midbar Sinai, there's a machlokes in the Gemara Chagiga. What was given during that tkufa, that period of time that we remained in Har Sinai, near Har Sinai, did we get the entire Torah? But we know some things were given in Arvos Moav, some things were given later, some things were given then. How much we understood then? So we didn't get the entire Torah on Shavuos. So, what did we get? What did we get on Shavuos? We could easily make the argument that Shavuos is the most important day as on a national level as an Am, Shavuos is the most important day of the year. The famous Gemara that Rav Yosef used to say, "Ilav ha'yama kama yosis ika b'shuka." Were it not for this day, how many Yosefs are in the marketplace? I mean, we would be no different than anybody else. This is what separates us. So what happened? What happened on Shavuos, and what were we makabel on Shavuos? We were makabel the koyach of Nasa v'nishma. The ability, the fact that we as an Am stood at our Sinai, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked us, do you want to makabel the Torah? And we responded collectively, Nasa v'nishma. Yes, we want the Torah. Nasa will do v'nishma. Now tell us what's inside. Now we'll listen. Without any questions. Without seeing it. That ability to makabel the Torah, that's what we got on Shavuos. And that gives us an incredible kayach. Before we said Nasa v'nishma, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, when we came to our Sinai, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and we were preparing ourselves, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, Atem tili mamlachas kahanim v'goy kadosh. You will be unto me a mamlachas kehanim, a kingdom of priests, v'goy kadosh, and a holy nation. I never tire of speaking about this pasuk. I would be surprised in the few times that I've spoken to this group that I haven't mentioned this pasuk. I'd be surprised if that was the case. I never tire of speaking about this pasuk. As I always say, I don't have the authority to say this. But if I had the authority to say it, I would say that pasuk is our mission statement. It defines who we are. It defines who we are as an Am. We're mamlechas kohanim. We're kings. We're princes. We're kohanim. Just like the kohanim, we're set aside in the way of kedusha, and the role of the kohanim is to bring Klal Yisrael closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, our role in this world is to bring the world closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Goy Kadosh, we're separate. We're distinct. We're not the same as everyone else. The Rachayim HaKadosh. He writes on this pasuk, and I'm going to come back to how this ties into the koyach of Nasa v'nishma. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, "Achein askiocha, I'm going to enlighten you. Ki kol asher enecha techazene b'soroseinu, everything that you see in our Torah, b'mitzvos asei b'mitzvos los asei, whether we're talking about a mitzvos asei, a positive commandment, a mitzvos los asei, one of the laws and one of the prohibitions." Tam advaramu, the reason that we have these mitzvahs. Ki Hashem bachan b'mashe bara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into what he created. V'hikir b'chinas hara v'vdilanu imenu. He saw the ra in the world and he separated us from it. U'vachan b'chinas hato v'kitshanu v'in. He saw what was good in the world and he was mekadosh us with it. V'u maimer ha-zayar. That's what the Zayar says. V'pasuk v'asali mat'amim kasher hafti. When Yitzchak tells Esav to go and to make me matamim, to make delicacies that I love. So the Zayar says, mitzvahs asei, from the mitzvahs asei. But look, asher sanesi, not the ones that I hate, mitzvahs los asei, from the lavin, from the los aseis. V'cheinu ma'amar chazal b'sifra. Amar Hashem l'moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Amar l'em li Yisrael, go and tell Klal Yisrael, divrei Torah sheni nosin lachem. this divrei Torah that I give you, refuahim lachem, it's a refuah for you. It's a healing. Chayimim lachem, it's chayim, it's life. So ad kan, kefa lashon refuah v'chayim. There's a double terminology of refuah, of healing, and of chayim, and of life. Keneged mitzvos lo saseh, mitzvos aseh. They're both for the lo saseh and the aseh. It's a refuah that we know to stay away from those things that we shouldn't do. And he goes on. I'm not going to go through the whole piece, but it's worth seeing it. He says that we have a koyach inside of us, that each and every member of Klal Yisrael, that we have a koyach inside of us, that when we're boicher b'toyv, we choose correctly. We choose to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Then each moment that we make that choice, we're mevatel ra in the world. We have a koyach to nullify the bad in the world each and every time we choose. And no one should think that if I don't always choose correctly, that I don't have that koyach, I don't have that ability. No. Every time you make a correct decision, you're mevatel ra in the world. You're nullifying some aspect of the ra in the world, which is the ikar tikkun, which is the reason that we were put in this. And that is what eventually brings Mashiach. That's the koyach that we got with Nasa v'Nishma. That koyach to change the world, that gadol ha-metzuv v'oisa, mi she'ena metzuv v'oisa. Greater the person who's metzuv v'oisa, who's commanded to do and does, than the one who's not commanded to do and does anyways. Why is he greater, says the Ramchal? He's greater because that kaya of being a mitzvah gives us the ability to be misakin the world. We say in Aleinu that lesakin olam v'malchus shakai, right, to make this tikkun olam, to perfect the world of the kingdom of Hashem. How do we perfect that world of the kingdom of Hashem? It's each and every step. Each and every time that we're makayim, a mitzvah say, each and every time we fight the Yetzer Hara. Each and every time we stand up to the battle, even if we lose, but the fact that we were willing to fight, that's a chelik of the tikkun. That's part of that tikkun. That's the koyach that we got on Shavuos. And there's something phenomenal. As we know with all the Yamim Tovim, that Shavuos, all the Yamim Tovim, they're not historical dates. We're not just celebrating the anniversary because if one looks, it could very well be the Machlokes in the Gemara if Vav Sivan is really the anniversary when we got the Torah. Maybe Zion Sivan. There's Chalukah Deis on that. So we're not celebrating a historical day, but we're celebrating a Davar Ruchni, a spiritual aspect that was put into the world that we have the ability to tap into. That Koyach of Nasa V'Nishma, that Koyach of accepting the Torah of saying Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be your Eved. I want to fulfill your will. Now tell me what to do. I know I'm going to have struggles. I know it's going to be difficult. I know that I won't always win. But I want to be your Eved. I want to be able to have that Nasa. That's what we have. And it goes even greater. Dessler, in a beautiful piece at the very beginning of Michtam Eliyahu, I think it's the second piece in Michtam Eliyahu, Rav Dessler has a narichus. Rav Dessler explains, what is our, he really asks the question, what is our Yerusha from the Avos? That we're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. We're the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. What's our Yerusha? What did we inherit from that? And he writes that a big part of that Yerusha, and the Iker part of the Yerusha, is that the Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu and the Avos went through, that they were able to stand up to those Nisyonos, they were able to stand up to those tests. That's something that they passed down to us, the ability. He gives a phenomenal example. He said, how many simple Jews, over the course of this long and bitter Golos, how many of them were willing to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem and not think twice about it? Millions. That comes from Avraham Avinu when he went to Ur Kasdim. He said the fact that we're willing to be soivel, to bear the pains, to bear the pains of Golos, to bear all of the trials and the suffering, and still stay ma'aminim, still stay that we believe in Hashem and we want to do His will. But that comes from when Avraham Avinu got to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a rov, there was a famine. He said he put that inside of us. Shavuos is a time to tap into the Nasa v'Nishma, that koyach that Klal Yisrael has, and a time to say, you know what? I am the child of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. I am one of his sons. I have the ability to stand up, to win the battle. All of you, and I call the members of this call Yisrael Kadoshim, you're holy Jews. The fact that you're willing to recognize that there's a serious issue, there's an addiction, and you're willing to fight it, you're willing to stand up and to say, I have this issue, but I'm going to fight it. I may not always be successful, but I'm going to fight it. You're saying, I'm the son of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Ich bin a kind. I'm the son. That's my father. And just like he was able to be Amid bin Asayim, I'm going to use all of my koichos, and I'm going to tap into the koichos of the Avos HaKadoshim. I'm going to tap into their strength so that I can be Amid in this Asayim also. That's the renewal that we have on Shavuos. That koich of Nasa v'Nishma of saying that we're part of Bnei Yisrael, and not just part of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael by definition means we're the children of Amid bin Yaakov. We're the Mamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. With this holy people, this kingdom of priests, this holy nation, that's who we are. That's the koyach, that's the power, that's the ability that we can tap into. And my bracha to all of you is that you should continue in your battle, and you should go michayel l'chayel, and don't let the difficult days get you down, but stand up each day, stand up, just like when a child falls off a bike, you tell them, stand up, brush yourself off, and move on. That's what all of you should do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you overcome this challenge, and you should be able to grow in your Kedusha and your Dveikus to Hashem. I'm happy to take questions.
Okay, we'll open it up to questions. We'll continue to record, so there's won't be necessary for you to use your name unless you want to use an anonymous name. It's important that we share these questions and with Rabbi's answers. First of all, Rabbi, your words were so encouraging. I mean, every time you come on, just to hear the power of your speech and what you share really inspires. And okay, so with that, I want to turn it over. Any questions suitable for Rabbi Feigenbaum, gentlemen, please go ahead.
Don't forget to unmute yourselves.
Good point. I did do a master mute earlier, so if you need to star 6 to unmute yourself, feel free to do so.
Rabbi Feigenbaum?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much for the beautiful drasha. I have a question. If we keep on falling, if we keep on slipping, doesn't that show that our Nasa v'Nishma was not authentic?
No, not at all. Rav Dessler in that piece says, he quotes he quotes the pasuk that I quoted the last time I spoke to you all before Pesach, of Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. And he has a different explanation of the pasuk, but also very similar. He says part of the nefila and the difference when a person falls, the difference between the tzaddik and the not tzaddik is the tzaddik says, I fell, now I have to stand up, and because I fell, I'm going to use that to strengthen me. Not that I want to fall, but I'm going to use the falling to strengthen me. I'm going to be Amir al Amdai. I'm going to stand up from where I fell. But the not tzaddik says, you see, I fell, and that's the Yetzirah saying, you fell again, you're never getting up. No. The Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. The Tzadik falls 7 times, V'Kam, and he gets up. Each time. Each time he gets up. It doesn't reflect the Nasa V'Nishma. It's the fact that you fell. You have a serious challenge. So you fell. It's not, don't focus on that you fell. Focus on that each time you fell, you stood up, and you have the ability to stand up again. And each time you stand up again, you stand up a little bit taller.
Thank you.
Yes.
Question is, we know we have the period of time from Pesach to Shavuos to slowly climb and prepare ourselves for this new Kabbalah each year of Kabbalah Sateria. If a person doesn't feel that they've been working on themselves well, or circumstances came that they weren't able to start working on themselves in any way, and they're holding now the same place they were since before Pesach, as far as their climb to Ruchnius, is there a way of jump starting it? Is there a shortcut to get to the 49th level of Tahara?
My wife spoke last night here for the ladies in our shul, and she said, she asked this question. She asked this exact question. And
should I call her then?
What?
Should I call her then?
Yeah, you could call her. she asked this question, and she quoted, it's slipping my mind who she quoted, who said that the last day of Sfira, you could do tshuva for all of the days of Sfira, and you could be kaina in that last day, everything that you weren't kaina, the whole ganze Sfira. So the answer is that it's not too late. We have the rest of today and tomorrow, and we can jumpstart ourselves. We can jumpstart ourselves and to get ourselves to that level so that we are ready.
And how would you suggest we jumpstart ourselves?
Focus on the Nasa Venishma. Focus on that kayach, that ability of Nasa Venishma, the ability to know that each time I make the right decision, I'm being moistif the Kedusha, I'm adding Kedusha to the world, and I'm being mevatel the Ra. I think it's very important. I think it's extremely important for this very chashuv group to know and to focus on every time you withstand the temptation. Every time you're being mevatel ra, you're destroying part of the ra in the world, and you are causing an incredible tikkun in Shemayim. I think everyone has to know that, to know the power that you have, and to know not just the power that you have hypothetically, what you're accomplishing. What you're accomplishing. And it doesn't mean that if I pushed it off for a while and I succumbed, that I wasn't mevatel along the way. Of course you were. Of course you were. And then you can build from that.
Rabbi Feigenbaum?
Yes.
Thank you, Rabbi Feigenbaum.
Yeah, I have a question. I'm not really interested in being misakin the Olam or being misakin the Olamis and Shemayim. I'm not interested in being mevatel the Ra in the world. I'm interested in being mevatel the evil in myself. I'm not motivated by the fact that my decision will be mevatel the Ra in the four corners of the world.
But where do you think that when you make that decision, where do you think the bitul hara is taking place? It's taking place within you. That's your chelek of it. So it starts with you, and then it's true. You don't have to be interested. You don't have to be interested in what's going on anywhere else, but you're mevatel that ra within yourself. And that causes a tikkun in the rest of the world also.
Okay, thank you.
Can I take one?
Yes.
So, you know, since we're in a program of action, that's what we try to remind ourselves. So just like practically, like what Maisa, like to really engage with that koach of Nasev Nishma, how do we, and what are some examples that, you know, over the next 2 days, what are some practical ways we can do that we should be on the lookout in our communities, in our families, in our person?
You know, it all starts with the little things. It all starts with the little things. Is that being misgaber, overcoming those little things, whether it's, and again, for what one person is little, for someone else is giant, and for what one person is giant, for someone else is little. But those areas of whether it's where we're being lazy, where we're not paying enough attention to those areas, to say, okay, you know, Kadosh Baruch wants me to get out of bed now, I'm getting out of bed now. He wants me to do this chesed now, I'm doing this chesed now. If this is what I'm supposed to be learning, this is what I'm going to learn now. I'm not going to make the personal cheshbonos that usually are often excuses as to why I don't want to do what I should do. It doesn't have to be in the area of the greatest Nisayon. It could be just in those regular everyday things. That to say, you know what, Nasa v'nishma, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna dive in with extra kavana right now. I'm gonna think about my tefillin before I put them on. All of the little things.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Hi, it's Yosef K. from Brooklyn checking in. Rabbi Feigenbaum, you spoke beautiful. I just want to say thank you very, very much. And I could only share my own experience that Yom Tov is a tough cookie for an addict like Shabbos when there's no way to reach out to a friend on the phone. My own experience is just when I'm around the family, specifically, practically speaking, and I'm in shul, I don't have to enjoy it. I don't even have to like it, but it is my family, it is my wife, it is my children. I keep my mouth shut, and I do the take back, like so much of a program of action. I help my wife, I do the dishes or whatever it is, and help the kids to bed, and I show up and shul on time, or a little bit late, and just smiling, and if I have to, I'll reach over to a friend in shul and tell him I'm a little stressed out, and it's stressful being around the family with no way to reach out to the rest of the world, and just Hashem is kind. Somehow it works out, and after Yom Tov, if I need to, I'll make a phone call. But being around Jews and doing the right thing always pays off. So I'm just grateful to be on this call, and your words were beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You should have continued atzlacha. Continued atzlacha, and Hashem should help you find the simcha in the everyday acts.
Amen.
You know, Rabbi, as you hear from the very variety of callers and their questions, and the conversations we have, the most annoying thing is the repetitive falling. It's gaining progress. We have charts. There's 7-day charts, 30-day charts, 60-day charts. The men love getting, you know, accomplishing that. And then a fall, you know, what would Rob have to share with us, you know, to enhance what you already said? That's what's so frustrating. It's the sense of, this is who I am, I'll be this way for my whole life, and so what's the point?
Yeah, I would say that's the exact opposite of how it should be looked at, and that everyone should celebrate their accomplishments. And when the falls happen, put it behind you and go back to the accomplishments. Because, you know, it says, "Hayom azeni yesel am." This day you became a nation. It says, "V'chol yom yu be'enav kechadashim." Every day has to be new. Every day has to be new, which means that I only have to worry about what I have to accomplish today, not what I didn't accomplish yesterday, and not what I'm supposed to accomplish tomorrow. It's one of the greatest nisyonos that everyone has. Everyone has that, but I only have to focus on today. What am I supposed to do today? What I did yesterday is over, and it's irrelevant. What I'm supposed to do tomorrow, I can't do anything about it today. I can only focus on today. And when I'm doing well today, and breaking down today to mean right now, then I should feel a great sense of pride in that accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just want to add in that on simcha, the concept of simcha and finding simcha, finding joy in mitzvahs, finding joy in everyday life, we have a very basic misconception of what simcha is. We think that simcha is the way a person feels at a at a wedding, at a huge milestone, that's simcha. And when I don't have that, I don't have simcha. And that's not true. That's not true. There are different forms of simcha. And the simcha shel mitzvah is not supposed to be the way a person feels at a wedding. It's not supposed to be that. The simcha shel mitzvah is an understanding and a knowledge that by doing this, my nasa v'nishma, I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have that connection. And that is why I'm in this world, to have that connection. That is simcha shel mitzvah. It's not elation, it's not singing, it's not breaking out into dancing. All those things are fine and appropriate at times, but you know, every time I make a shahakol, I'm not going to break out into a dance. And every shachris, I'm not dancing. And every time I do a chesed, I'm not dancing. But I still can feel a sense of simcha. Because I know that I'm doing the right thing, and I know that by doing this, I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And fulfilling His will, I'm living Na'aseh v'Nishma.
Beautiful, thank you. Okay, Chevra, I'd love to invite you to some other questions for Rabbi Feigenbaum on this topic or any of your choice.
All right, then I will wish everyone a good yontif, and we should all be zochot to have an emistik, a kabbal satira, and we should reach the true levels of nasa v'nishma.
Amen.
Good yontif.
Amen. Thank you. Good yontif, Rabbi. Thank you very much.